with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinians in the occupied West Bank are rejoicing as buses carrying dozens of the nearly 2,000 released prisoners from Israel arrived in Ramallah.
Several of the men who stepped off the buses say they couldn't even explain their joy after decades behind bars. Kamal Abu Shanab, a 51-year-old Fatah member from Tulkarm, tells the AP, "It was an incredible journey of suffering, hunger, unfair treatment, oppression, torture and curses, more than anything you could imagine." His face gaunt and his head shaved, Abu Shanab's own family said they barely recognized him. His niece, Farah Abu Shanab, says he's not the person we know. Our uncle doesn't look like our uncle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, in Israel, the 20 remaining living hostages freed by Hamas today arrived also, and that led to a lot of rejoicing. Parts of Alaska are feeling the brunt of weakening typhoon that required emergency rescues in one place.
Meteorologist Carson Jones with the National Weather Service in Alaska.
We had wind gusts of 100 miles an hour.
And he says storm surge was historic.
For the community of Kipnuk, we had 6.6 feet above the normal highest tide line. This surpasses a previous record of 4.7.
He says Quigilinguac, where officials had to rescue more than a dozen people, also had major storm surge.
6.3 feet above mean high water, and that was likely also a record.
The area is among one of the most isolated in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
A grim prediction from House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the federal government shutdown may become the longest in history. He says he won't negotiate with Democrats until they hit pause on their health care demands and reopen the government. They're demanding about $1.5 trillion in new spending. This is SRN News. Another important abortion vote set for the state of Missouri. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 1,400 evangelical Christians from more than five dozen countries have wrapped up a week of events in Jerusalem to show their support for Israel. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem organized a march and other events in the city. Like other Christian Zionist groups, they see support for Israel as a moral and theological obligation. And they especially think so as the country has found itself increasingly isolated. This is SRN News. A missing Virginia store cat has been relocated after it inadvertently hitched a ride to another state. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Francine, a beloved calico cat living at a Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, is back after a multi-state search. She's been a fixture there for 9 years after wandering in as a stray, then last month went missing, says General Manager Mike Sida.
You see her look in the truck, and she starts to pass it, and then she darts back and shoots into the truck.
The truck went to the distribution center in North Carolina, where Francine darted off, finally humane traps to get her back.
She has a home here as long as she wants to make Lowe's and Store 1037 her home.
Store Supervisor Wayne Schneider. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 544 points. More details at srnnews.com.